Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Tortoise. Hello and welcome to Mel's Electric Adventure, the Tortoise podcast about life and electric cars. In each episode, I'm going to be testing a different electric car with my co-driver and friend, journalist Giles Whittell. So basically, he brings a new vehicle to my house, then we head out on a little tootle, aka drive, with our boffin in the back. And the amazing thing is, I never quite know what he's going to show up with in terms of car, or indeed boffin. We've had two different boffins so far. There may be a different one today. Let us find out. It's all very exciting. Join me electrically.
Hey, Giles.
What do you think?
Oh, of you or the car or both?
The car.
Oh. Wow, look at those square lights. Yeah. I've never seen lights like that. Two levels of lights in the shape. They're kind of like boxes, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm feeling 90s nightclub. Giles is walking away. Where are you going, Giles?
I just wanted to...
What are you doing?
Close the door so you get the full... origami look of it. Have you seen that? Have you spotted that?
Right. So the handle is flush up against the flank of the car. I don't know what that bit's called. It's a door, obviously. Is it a chassis? Probably.
I think the chassis is underneath.
Okay. So this little badger... Oh, hang on. I've pressed one end of it. It's like a seesaw and the handle sort of flips out. How do you... You just sort of... You hold on to it. Oh... Oh, that's rather smooth. I've opened the door. Ooh. It's called an Ionio. Ionio? Ionic.
No.
Ionic.
Yeah.
But it ends in a Q.
Yeah.
Ionique. Where's our boffin when we need him / her? There he is.
Meet Sam.
Hi, Sam.
I'm lovely to meet you.
Hi, really nice to meet you. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. Please tell us, is it Ionic or is it...
It is Ionic with a Q, yes.
A Q, Ionic. Oh, I've just seen the tyres as well. I've just seen this bit. What's that called, Giles?
Alloy.
That's called the alloy.
Is it actually called an alloy? Is it just made of alloy? Can't you call it a rim?
Yeah, you could do.
Or a talking in slang or kids' terms or teenage terms, you probably could. Alloy is what we go with normally when we talk with customers, but this model is the ultimate model, so it's top range, really.
Yeah.
So you get bigger wheels, it's a bigger alloys.
And a bigger rim.
Exactly.
This... If that was a transformer, that would go... And it would become a sort of extraordinary sleeve or a cuff on the end of a robot. It's amazing.
Should we go for a drive?
Into the 90s nightclub we go.
We are now sitting in the Hyundai Ioniq 5.
Welcome to the nightclub. We got past the bouncers.
Past the velvet rope. Here we are. We've got leather seating.
Of course we bloody have.
It's grey. It goes very nicely with your grey trues.
Thank you very much.
And your pink corduroy shirt, if you don't mind me elucidating
that. No.
How are you with your seat position?
So the seat, I got inside the Hyundai, and I sat, and it moved of its own accord to a pretty good leg position, actually.
So you're ready to go?
Yeah, totes ready to go. Again,
always the big question with these cars. How the heck do we tell? Oh, hang on. EV start, nice. Stop. EV start, stop. Ho, 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 ho. It's the future. Ready to start driving. Ready. Yes. Yep, the screens are coming on. Lovely. There's a lot of screenage. Sam, our delightful boffin in the back, I do slightly worry about the amount of screenage being distracting.
I guess it's just something you've got to get used to. A lot of these modern cars now, electric cars that are coming to market, all seem to go for this double screen look with increased tech than they always used to have.
Yes. Oh, hello, off we go. We're just going to do a little shimmy along the back roads to get us to the A4. I assume we're going to the A40. Where are we going today, Charles?
We're going to go to the A40. This is your neighbourhood, so you can choose the route. I must say there's a new confidence in your EV driving.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I really felt it just with that sharp left turn there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was very smooth.
I don't
want to sound, you know, like driving instructor-y.
Yeah.
But I probably can't help it.
But could you please get into second gear now, thank you. No. Gone are those days of changing gear, eh?
Yeah. So about those screens.
Yes.
I think that's the one to focus on, and this is all decoration.
Okay. So this one here is telling us, well, there's a sort of X-ray picture of the car.
Yes.
Showing, what's that, Sam? Okay. What is that?
So it's showing you the battery percentage in your projected range at the moment. So
Okey-dokes. That's
of course how you're driving, but you're a very sensible driver, I can already tell, Mel. So
oh, really?
We should get quite a few miles.
Did you like my 10-2 hand action there? I just slipped into.
It was certainly better than the gloves.
Sam, easy. These gloves are absolute quality.
You know what? Maybe you, before we get into the traffic, you should... No. Because...
Launch control?
Well, there is sport mode.
Oh,
but this is too busy. You'd love it. You'd really love it.
Listen, stop saying you, as in me. You love sport mode.
Okay.
You're obsessed with sport mode. Sam, are you 21?
Just turned 22, actually.
Wowzers.
Is it legal for you to be in a car like this?
Of course it is.
Really?
I'm a professional driver, Charles.
Are you really? Have you got, like,
no,
a special licence?
No. I've got different insurance, but no.
Have you got advanced driving, Sam?
No, they just trust me. I've done a lot of driving. I've been at Oxford for nearly 2 years now. I've done a lot of miles.
Wowzers.
Yeah, trust me.
Wowzers. There was a day, Sam, I remember, I don't know if your parents were like this, Charles, but my mum had special driving shoes. She had a pair of pumps that she would put on before driving the car because it was such a sort of, you know, special thing.
Yeah. I was thinking about shoes and I was thinking that for future episodes we should each get not retro driving, but that you can do what you want, but
yeah.
I was going to try and get hold of some, like, you know, the F1 driving boots? Like, they wear special shoes for Formula
yes.
1, don't they?
Yes.
And they kind of go with the flameproof suits and stuff.
Yeah.
How does that strike you?
That sounds good.
It's
similar to the organ pedal shoes, isn't it, that my brother used to wear? The soft sole, like a jazz shoe, a jazz dance shoe, which has a sort of malleable soft sole, so you can really feel the pedal action. We've now just come to a complete standstill.
This is it, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is the story to Beaconsfield. So it's a good thing that we're in a nightclub.
Put the sounds on.
So I was wanging on about about career, right?
Yes.
South Korea, right? And
how K-pop. Let's have some K-pop.
That's what. Yeah. Sam, what do you want me to do?
You use the USB, the grey USB. That one, I'll connect it to the car. The other one.
Oh, this one here.
No, the one that's plugged in down at the front.
Oh, okay. Here.
Yeah, you can use either USB or work. But yeah, use that one.
Okay, and then this will go.
That should. Yeah, CarPlay is that one.
All right.
Yeah.
My kids would laugh if they knew what I was trying to do now.
Get some K-pop on. Get some real old
Okay, let me
classics.
Okay. Do you know any K-pop bands?
I couldn't actually name you one.
Really?
No.
You've never even heard of Blackpink?
No.
BTS?
No.
EXO?
Oh, now you're dangling.
I know, it's not fair. It's what I've been doing all afternoon. Right.
BTS?
Yeah, they're the boy band.
Okay.
A boy band.
Yes, I think I might have heard of them.
But I think they're all doing their military service now.
Okay.
and Blackpink is girls.
Is girl band.
Which would you prefer?
Girl band, please.
Okay.
It's very angular, this car, isn't it? It's a car that enjoys... Look at the wing mirrors. They're not your kind of simple ovals. There's a bit of angular. Yeah, that's Blackpink.
Well, why is it just coming out of my phone?
It's a little bit tinny.
Okay. Get ready.
Blast it out. Come on. It's coming. I can sense it. It's going to drop
any minute. CarPlay not available?
What?
That's on your settings, Giles.
All right, I go to my settings. Yeah. Don't laugh.
Oh, Sam.
Oh, we're getting somewhere.
That's good, isn't it?
We literally will have come back via Beaconsfield before we get the K-pop.
I'm so sorry. Right.
Come on, Giles.
Spotify.
Come on, Gramps. Let's get your settings.
Yeah. Blackpink.
Oh, hang on. My mirror just flashed a triangle at me. What was that, Sam? Is that
so
just
that
saying...
that is just to warn you. It's the blind spot camera picking up that there's a car within a certain distance of your inside. So
that's
just it's a safety element.
Pretty cool.
Yes.
Is now the time to tell you that recently I had a really quite a bad prang on this road? I'm really hoping that I'm not going to...
You didn't have your blind spot warning, though, did you?
Do you know what? It was... The traffic was bunching, Sam. It was blooming bunching. I could have done with that hazardy warning. And I slammed on my brakes, and then the car behind me just went straight into the back of me.
Now, it might be a good time, then, for Sam to tell us how much it would cost if you had a prang in this car.
Yeah, it's a good question.
So I don't know what the answer exactly
but
the cost of this car to buy outright is at 50,000 starting price for the one of this spec.
50?
Yes, but of the premium model, as they call it, which is the entry level model of this of the Ioniq 5, you'd be looking at nearer the 40 mark. But this one, as I said, has got pretty much everything on it, so you're looking at the nearer 50.
I've got to say, team, maybe I'm just getting really blasé about the whole EV thing, but that sounds quite reasonable. I'm losing it. Giles, yeah, 50, rein me back.
It's just 50 grand.
Rein me back.
I think I'm ready to hit go on K-pop.
Please, give us some Blackpink. Come on. It's going to be a beautiful moment.
I'm the world's worst DJ. Look, there's absolutely no noise at all. What is going on?
I was so excited.
Giles, if you just turn the sound up on the steering wheel.
I love the weariness in Sam's voice. We've literally been in the car with him for about 11 minutes.
The left button, the left-hand one. Just push that up.
Oh. Woo!
There's no drive shaft between us, Mel. Nothing has come between us.
No.
So there's space to lie down in the front footwell,
Actually, that's a really good point. If you wanted a little kip on the hard shoulder, you could stretch from one side of your footwell to mine, kind of uninterrupted. Does that make sense?
Yeah. There's an easier way to have a kip, though.
The seat back.
But there's a special thing here. Sam's going to tell us, I'm sure, at Beaconsfield, where you sort of, what do you just press a button and it goes into sort of business class bed?
Stop it! Yeah. Does it?
Apparently,
fully extended.
Yeah, he does. I will show you later.
Sam, now we're talking.
Hey, look, you've got about 200 yards ahead of you. Try sport mode.
How do you do that? There.
Left
press
button.
That. Sport.
There you go.
Oh my days. I used to fear sport, now I don't. We're going through 60, we're doing 59.
63, 64, 65.
Heading westward into the sunset, my friends.
Traffic's disappeared, we're now crossing the M25 interchange.
Thelma Louise, headscarves on.
Sun visor down. Here we go.
This feels great. Come on, Slough. We can eat you for breakfast.
When we come off, I know there's going to be a gravitational pull to the service station, but we're going to do that on the way back.
We'll ignore.
And we're going to initially aim for
the A355.
Lovely.
Dorney Hill Road.
Ah. Oh.
Merging into Mayflower Way.
Lovely.
Hawthorne Lane.
Ah. Oh.
Pumpkin Hill.
Oh, sweet.
All right. And we'll really put this...
And marshmallow...
Ionic through its paces.
Look, Model Village. Model Village. I noticed a distinct...
You're coming off at the next...
Coming off the next one. A355. Yeah. Got it. There was a distinct lack of excitement when I mentioned the Model Village. Yeah, again. Again, no reaction. It's really fun. It's a great day out.
We are ducking and diving through partially wooded country. It's kind of exciting compared with them.
Yeah, it's great.
How does it feel?
Listen, I never thought I'd say this publicly. She handles very well. But I don't know if that's my gloves handling the wheel or the car handling the road. The two are so in sync, I can't even tell. I think this is Burnham Beaches, guys, that we're going through.
Yes, tell us about Burnham Beaches.
Beautiful. I filmed in Burnham Beaches. It's beautiful dog walking country. I've become so middle-aged.
All right, it's assigned to Egypt.
Let's go to Egypt.
Okay, recenter.
Oh, I'm so glad we're... Now, do I need lights, gang?
Yeah, I think you do.
They should come on automatically for you now.
Okay.
Everything Have they you can come think on, of, do you think? Car's thought of.
All right.
There's no sign of the lights.
Yeah,
there are lights. That is super clebs. Wow.
You've got a 40-mile-an-hour limit, but you're only doing 24.
Okay, shall I just...
Engage sport mode.
Notch that up a little bit.
Look out for squirrels.
Eco. I'm in eco.
Yeah,
should we stay in eco?
That's appropriate, yeah. So the lights came on without you switching them on. How do you, on the driving versus being driven spectrum, how does that make you feel?
I feel like I'm driving this, actually, bizarrely, even though the lights did come on without me switching them on.
Follow the chicane. This is like a rally chicane. You can do it at 18 miles an hour if you like.
Misty. Sorry, I am a bit of a...
No, that's fine.
It's having had that prang on the M40. That was fun though, we just went through a puddle. Oh, this is lovely, look. Smoky.
Woodsy.
Woodsy, smoky, we haven't done this before.
We're in a kind of a tree tunnel now.
I feel very safe in this car. I probably shouldn't speak too soon. But I do, I feel very that, kind of...
Whoops.
Oh, yeah. Shall I go?
Spoke too soon, barely room to get through.
Thank you. Thanks, lady. That was very kind of her. Yeah, I feel good. I feel safe. It's got a lovely little acceleration underfoot.
And you're still in eco?
And I'm below 30, but I'm still feeling like we're going quite fast.
Whew, crikey.
That was interesting.
Oh,
that's quite interesting.
Blimey.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Slightly, yeah, a little bit tight on that corner with an oncoming vehicle.
I was just worried about our rims.
Yeah. Giles.
Do you know why? Because we were very close to a piece of...
I know.
Did you know?
I saw that on the
left.
Well
spotted.
Yeah, the curbage.
Yeah.
I know. Sorry about that.
No, credit where it's due.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a bit of a... It was a slightly squeaky rim moment.
Do you know we've done our loop? We're coming back down a road we've already... Yeah, Beaconsfield Services beckons.
Let's head for the food courts. Now, that's annoying. Doesn't have an electric charge sign yet.
No, good point, Mal. This is one of my big pet peeves.
I think that's really bad. Yeah. Come on, guys. It's 2023.
Look at that, though. How good's that to see? So many electric cars plugged in.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Looks like Do you know what, guys?
Well.
There's a queue.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a ruddy queue, isn't there?
But it feels like dusk at the watering hole, you know?
Yeah.
We're all gazelles now.
Yeah. Yes. Shall I reverse in?
Yes.
Yeah. But do you see what happened there? We thought there was a queue, and the car just eased out as we arrived.
So good.
Exactly how it should be.
And that's the good thing about these Ionity units, because these ones here are very high powered. So you'd be looking at charging here probably to get to 80%, max, absolute max, half an hour.
Right.
To get nearly a full charge at these units, which is pretty, makes life much easier.
That's brilliant. Is that well expenny though, Sam?
So we're going to have to run to get our cappuccinos.
You'd be looking at paying here, Mel, probably for a full charge, nearer £30 for a full charge.
Okie doke.
Which compared to fuel, I would say is still, cost per mile is still less, definitely.
And what range would that give us on that 30 quid?
On a car like this, about 250.
So from Beaconsfield to Cornwall?
You're testing me now.
Cornwall? No, we wouldn't get to Cornwall, would we?
Yeah, put the brake, Mark. Push that button in on the end. Just, yeah, perfect.
Guys, to the right of us, Olivia Colman. It is, look!
It really is.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, hi, I just waved at her for no good reason. She looks really like Olivia Colman, guys. Should we chat to her? I'm not going to lie, I thought you were Olivia Colman.
Oh, no! Do you know what? I thought you were looking at me a bit like, I knew you, but I just thought, I don't know the lady. And I said, like, Rachel, I don't know. She said, oh, that's Mel. And I'm, sorry, I didn't know who you were.
No,
but
no,
I am
quite.
German, so, you know.
I was reversing in beside you and I was like, guys, eyes right, it's Olivia Colman. Eyes right, Oscar winner Olivia Colman.
Yeah, that's me.
How is your car? What are you driving? Do you love it? What is it?
It's a BMW i4 M50, and I absolutely love it.
How long have you been driving it?
Only a few weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
And what do you love about it?
It's really comfy. It's a BMW, so it's like being in a normal fueled car, but it's now electric, so it's safe and easy to get on with, basically.
Are you missing your clutch?
No.
Are you missing your gearbox?
No, I had a automatic before.
Automatic.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
I have slight pangs for the old gearbox clutch. Yeah, I do. I do a little bit. Giles, do you like this car?
Well, look, it's very swanky, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it does look a little bit like a BMW. They haven't tried to make it look different, have they?
No.
What I want to know is how long do you spend with your friends, Olivia? Actually, what are your actual names?
I'm Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
Rachel.
Tanya and Rachel. How long do you spend like this, sort of waiting to charge up?
This is my first ever time charging up, apart from at home. So, yeah, this is my first time using this.
And how long are you going to be here?
From 61% to 80, however long that takes.
So what are you on now?
61.
Oh, I
so,
see.
Yeah.
What did you start at?
20.
Oh, and how long have you been here?
15 minutes.
15 minutes. That's not bad.
It's busy. It is
busy. You
could
do with more charging stations, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're going to do, aren't they, as they're increasing in numbers.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's the way it's going to go for the future.
Yeah.
It's got to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're positive.
Yeah.
You
my
are
kids love it.
Do they?
They're made up that mum has got a car that's good for the environment at last and not a diesel.
Do you know how much you have to pay for this per month? Or did you...
Well, no, it's done for a company.
Oh, it's
car
company car.
Scheme.
Oh, yeah. And do you know how much they take off your
not
pay?
Not yet. No, I've not had my first paycheck.
So we're in that wonderful honeymoon period
of all pleasure, no pain.
Great.
Great.
Oh, well, thank you. And I'm sorry to have let all the cold air in.
Hello, I'm John Curtis.
And I'm Rachel Wolfe. This week on Trendy, the monarchy. A year after the coronation, and as King Charles returns to work, what do we think of it? And how has that changed over time?
To listen to the episode, search for Trendy on Tortoise News, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Cupboard snacks. What do you got, Mel?
I've gone slightly bleak. I don't even like these.
Okay.
I bought them, I don't know why. Dried apple slices.
I love dried apple!
Sam, how do you feel about...
Never tried one, but I'll try one.
Okay, good lad.
Can I help?
I can't open it. if we had an old-fashioned key,
yeah,
the like of which we always used to use in cars, then we could have got into the apple slices.
You're sounding old-fashioned.
I know. Oh, come on, Greg. Right. Stick into those. I can't do that.
I'll try.
Put some gumption into it. Right. So, I can't get into those.
Can I cheat and bite?
Yeah, go on. Watch out for your dentures.
Oh, gosh, it's bloody impossible.
I can't get into them.
Let's let Sam open that, because he's got muscles.
Have you got grip, Sam?
And now, I've got something.
Oh, is it chocolate fingers?
No.
Is it chocolate?
This might be Marmite for you, as in...
Twiglets? No.
No, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Oh, Twiglets. I'll bring some.
Yeah,
I will.
Yeah. No, Marmite as in love or hate.
Oh, thank you.
Right?
Yeah, go on. What is it? Love! Biscoff.
Biscoff.
Love the Biscoff.
Yeah, this is a little Euro touch.
Oh, thank you so much. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put an apple slice onto
with
a Biscoff.
The Biscoff. Yeah. Okay.
And put them in together.
I'll try that combo too. Yeah, so here's how I like to think of...
Lovely.
Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
Of apple slice. Think of it like marshmallow. Not apple at all.
Okay.
Just kind of veggie marshmallow.
A sort of healthy marshmallow. Mm.
Here are your gloves, Mel.
Thank you, my love. Are you going to go for
I'm going to go for full recline, which will squash Sam, but... Okay, so what do I press? Do
you firstly put on the brake and press the start-stop button.
Yeah.
Great, so we're now on. Then there will be a button, Giles. It will be down on the right-hand side. There you go.
Here we go.
That's obviously someone saved it as far as it can go, but you can adjust it and you can...
Yeah, you want to go a lot further. There we go.
As you want. I've got plenty of room.
How's that?
It's fine.
Just like your dental chair?
it's very comfortable. And
your face really relaxed as you were going back. And you're currently in Sam's lap.
Yep.
Your head is nestling in Sam's lap. It's all very intimate in here suddenly. Up he goes again.
Okay, I'm driving and we are just pulling out of Beaconsfield Services to get back on the M40
mm-hmm.
heading for Shea Mel.
It's the road of dreams, M40.
Yeah, I feel like I'm driving a big car.
Mm.
That's because I am driving a big car.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah. And, I mean, there are a lot of people out there who would say that I should have on my conscience the environmental cost of building the battery and everything. But I don't. I do feel good that we're not belching out fumes.
Mm-hmm. Is it environmentally more disastrous to build a battery than it is to belch out petrol?
Well, there is a cost. You know, you've got to get cobalt, which mainly comes from the DRC.
Mm.
You've got to process it, which mainly happens in China. You've mm-hmm. got to get nickel, you've got to get copper.
Mm.
You've got to get lithium.
I had a friend on lithium.
Really?
Mm. It was quite intense.
Yeah, that's no laughing matter.
Yeah.
This is my moment. Sorry, I've got to concentrate.
Yeah, do the ramp thing.
And here we go.
Oh, my days. Oh, my days. Oh, Giles, be careful.
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh. Ruddy Ada, that was pretty fast. Was that in eco, what we just did?
I don't know.
That was pretty pokey.
Yeah.
If we were in eco, I think we were.
Now, the thing about electric motors, as Sam will confirm, is that you can get the same acceleration from 50 to 70 as you do from 0 to 20, right?
That's right.
You mean the feel of it or the action?
No, the actual time it takes. If it's 2 seconds to get from 1 to 20, it'll be 2 seconds from 50 to 70.
Is that a good thing?
If you put your foot down. Well, I don't suppose it makes a bag of difference to anything, except if you want to go fast. Or if you want to accelerate in a hurry because there's a... out of control truck bearing down on you.
Mm. Oh, what do you do then? That was very quick. Oh, be careful, Giles. Be careful. We're only in the second lane.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that, I mean, talk about poke, eh?
Talk about torque.
torque.
Do you get torque in an EV?
You do.
It's all about the torque.
It is, exactly.
And this podcast is all about the torque.
It is, isn't it?
So it's just torque meets torque. I don't even know what torque is, but I just thought I'd just whap it in there to sound kind of cool.
I mean, we're now zooming into London on the M40.
Oh, careful. Sorry.
And do you know what happened just then?
Did you get a little sign?
But I just took my foot off the gas and it was as if I'd put my foot on the brake. And remember from episode one why that is?
Regen. So 0 to 60, how long does that take?
It's just under 6 seconds in this car.
That's quicker than the one last episode. Last episode, the Volkswagen
i3
Commodore doodad Penguins, whatever it was called. I can never remember the names of these EVs. There's too many numbers in them. Anyway,
I think it was an ID3.
ID3. That was 9.6, I think it was. Giles, don't go too fast.
Well, like Giles said, it's quite a heavy car, this one. Quite a big, wide car, but it never feels slow, I don't think.
No, not remotely. My sister-in-law's got a petrol car, like this. I mean, it takes about a day to get up to 70 miles an hour, literally.
Yeah.
You have to sort of pre-warn it. This is extraordinary. I didn't think EVs would be so nippy. It's very, very relaxing being in the passenger seat. Oh, Giles, careful. You like your speed, you do.
I'll tell you why.
You ruddy do.
I know, because it is fun. Plus, what I actually drive is a Fiat 500.
If we get pulled over by the feds, I'll just blame it all on you, basically.
Have I told you my speed story?
No, go on.
It's a very short story.
Because it's very speedy.
Yeah, and it was over very quickly. Almost exactly 10 years ago, I was in America, in Washington, and chance came up to test drive the Tesla Roadster, which is, in a way, how it all started, the car that Elon Musk built to show that EVs didn't have to be milk floats.
Right.
They looked like, in fact, they were based on a Lotus, which...
I thought you were going to say locust.
The car. Very pert and perky and sporty. Anyway, huge battery pack in the back.
Yeah.
Not like this one where it's all underneath, but just piled up behind the driver's seat. And we drove out to this place that the Tesla person had found was really good to test drive a car. Oh. And it was an on-ramp onto the George Washington Memorial Parkway. And he said, stop here, come to a complete halt. And when you're ready, press it all the way down.
Oh.
So it was that silent surge of power. And I thought it was very exciting. And, you know, the next thing you know is just 2 seconds, you're barreling along the Potomac at 80 miles an hour.
Whoa.
Silence.
Is that the story?
In silence, that's the end of the story.
I thought there was going to be some massive punchline, like you span the car or you rolled it or...
Well, no, I mean, all right, I'll make it into a story for you. And then 10 years later, I persuaded my bosses to let me make a series of podcasts about EVs with Mel. How about that?
But you didn't drive with Elon Musk, though, did you?
No, I interviewed him once in his offices in just south of San Francisco, and
right.
there was this multicolored row of Tesla Roadsters recharging outside the offices, and one of them was red and was his, and
right.
So I have reason to believe, I can't prove it, that it was the one that he eventually sent into space on one of his rockets.
I hope it was an electronic rocket.
No, it was a real rocket.
It was a proper rocket. You see, that's a bit blooming hypocritical of him, isn't it?
Completely. I mean, there's nothing more environmentally unsound than a rocket.
Yeah. And what was he like? Nice?
He was very intense. He spoke very fast and very quietly. I remember he had lots of, you know, gophers, staff around him, sort of saying, you know, almost talking into their cuffs, saying Elon is, you know, 5 minutes out, Elon's 2 minutes out, that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. And then he comes and he sits down. He'd started these two companies and neither of them was making any money. They were just hemorrhaging money. So
right.
The rockets weren't flying yet. or only just.
And people were slightly laughing in the electric cars.
And yeah, and the Tesla Roadsters were out there and they were collector's items. They were very popular, couldn't make enough of them, but the numbers were tiny. And at that time, and I'm going to sound like a complete EV nerd now, but...
I love it, go
in on. For a penny, in for a pound.
Love it.
The Model S, which is what got him started in a big way, was literally downstairs. They had a big sort of garage, and there were three or four of them just sitting stationary, going through lots of tests. They'd been out through the desert and California and everything. And I thought they looked like Ford Mondeos, and I still think they do. But within a year, they'd produced the first ones, and even the Petrolhead Automotive Press decided that it was the best car of any kind ever built.
Goodness me.
Yeah, and that is what really got it started. And then
really?
He took the Model S, or they took the Model S. Sam, you'll jump in and correct me if I'm wrong, right? And
Sam was asleep. Sam, oh, yeah. Sam.
Sam's awake.
Good.
And shrank it to do a cheaper, smaller version, which is the Model 3.
This is our turn-off.
Oh, is it?
That's okay. No, if I'm, it's coming up in a third of a mile. The Pedevale turn-off.
What do you think about Elon Musk?
I don't know. I don't know enough about him. I mean, I know the kind of the broad brushstrokes. I haven't got the cut of his jib. I haven't seen the whites of his eyes. I'd need to sit down and have an apple slice on a Biscoff with him.
Maybe we should make that happen.
I think we blooming should.
But I can just imagine the call now. Hi, Elon, this is Mel. Yeah. Ooh. The Mel from Mel's Electric Adventure. So, Mel, The time is drawing on apace when we will have to relinquish the Ioniq 5, the Hyundai Ioniq 5. What's your one word?
Okay, I'm getting so pretentious with these one-word descriptions. I actually had a leg twitch last night when I remembered describing the Volkswagen from episode 2 as temperate. And I thought, you wouldn't catch blooming Clarkson or Hammond saying that now, would you?
No.
Anyway.
But that's a good thing.
Maybe that's a good thing.
Let's just say it's a good thing.
Maybe that's a good thing. Do you know my one word for this car? What?
She's gone French.
I'm sorry, lads. I've gone French for la boîte, which means box, but it also means nightclub.
Oh, very good.
It's in fact a 90s terminology for the word nightclub. I've actually out-pretentious'd myself. God, I'm a loser. Just open the door and push me out. That's my one word. What's yours?
Flight deck.
Is that two words or one word? It's one word, a flight deck.
I'm saying one. I feel like, you know, in the old days...
Flight deck.
If you imagine yourself on the upstairs of a jumbo.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the screenage in front of you.
Yeah.
And I totally get that.
That's guiding me home.
Yeah.
Yeah, down to
a smooth landing
at LAX. Yeah.
Lovely.
And a smooth pull away.
Not with the cyclist on the left.
No, absolutely not. No, so we've got brakes too. It's all fine. God.
This is getting worse, Sam. Come episode 10, he's going to be out of control. I'm worried.
I'm only bringing quicker cars each time, Mel.
Stop it. I want something really slow next time, please.
How?
I saw you flick that down to sport. You thought I didn't notice.
But how restrained was that?
That was very kind, actually. You know I'm a slightly nervous passenger.
I wasn't before today either, Mel.
I know. This is... I'm in tatters.
No, come on. Actually, no, I won't tell you that story.
Save it for next time, episode 4. Yeah. Where will we go next time? Who'll be the boffin in the back? What will we be driving? So many questions. What will we be eating from the cupboard snacks?
Button on the end. Lovely.
Guys, this is so fun. We're three down. Are we enjoying ourselves?
I am.
Giles, are you?
Yeah.
I'm totes enjoying myself.
That is great to hear, Mel.
Sam, are you?
Yeah, it's good.
Do you want to take those home for the fam?
No, that's fine, honestly.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Do you want some Biscoffs?
I've had two or even three.
Tremendous restraint there. I thought, yeah.
Thought it's going to go down the whole bloody pack. Thank you for joining me on my electric adventure. New episodes are released every Thursday throughout the series. If you join Tortoise as a member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts, you get them a day early and can listen without the adverts. Thanks to Octopus Electric Vehicles for providing the cars, the expertise and the boffin in the back. Mel's Electric Adventure is a Tortoise production and the producer is Lewis Vickers.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.